Hello and welcome to our series of Lenten Reflections. This year we're focusing on movie stories and how they can illustrate the Gospels. I'm James Abbott of the Catholic Communications Network and I'm joined by Father Peter Malone, a film expert and former president of CIGNIS, the World Catholic Association for Communication. On to Wednesday of Holy Week, Peter, and a film I very much like actually, Edward Scissorhands with Johnny Depp.
Edward Scissorhands, yes, is one of my favourite films, I would think, and I've often used it for reflections, say for the Passion narratives. But bringing it in here on the Wednesday, we're in the transition from the betrayal to Holy Thursday and then the Passion itself. It's interesting that Edward Scissorhands is made by a creative figure and sent down into the earth. So you've got, I suppose, verbal and imaginative parallels with Jesus coming to earth. At first, he is very well received by people, and they all want him to use his scissor hands to cut their hedges, so he's a topiary expert. But gradually, they then turn against him. And in the Gospel today, we have the figure of Jesus, and again, people's suspicions, the build-up to the betrayal, the hostile authorities, which will lead even tomorrow into the arrest in the garden.
Edward. Are you okay?
Yes, are you okay?
Where is everybody?
Out looking for you.
With Edward Scissorhands, I think there is a betrayal by Anthony Michael Hall's character, and he has to flee away and experience people turning against him. And Johnny Depp's face is made for sadness often, and I think the pathos of Edward Scissorhands feeling the people turning against him and having to withdraw from the world is a fanciful but imaginative image of what Jesus must have felt with that rejection. But I should say that in the end of the film, there is some kind of hope, as the Winona Ryder character, even as a grandmother, tells the story again and again, which of course is the hint of resurrection in which we will remember the story of Jesus, but he lives again in heaven and in our own lives and in our memories and in the Eucharist.
I think with Edward Scissorhands, part of the pain of watching that is the fact that he was loved in the first place. If he hadn't have been loved in the first place, perhaps he would have been a little different in seeing people turn against him. But it was the sort of frantic trimming of the hedges and the obvious frustration and pain and rejection of the whole thing that, to me, was because he was loved in the first place, it became very difficult.
Yes, and so the key word that you have highlighted there is beyond betrayal is rejection. And rejection means that people have accepted someone, but now they don't anymore. So it's a powerful word, perhaps a very good Holy Week word, rejection.